With public schools starting in a little more than 2 weeks, county health departments are seeing more and more families packing their clinics to get kids shots. Dallas County's Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson is almost always hawking immunizations.
There might be at least 10,000 students that have not got their immunization, so we need to get them immunized, because on the first day of school, if their immunization is not up to date, they'll be turned away.
That was Thompson in Fair Park last week at the back-to-school fair. He says nobody wants kids and parents lined up around the county's Stemmons Clinic on a hot first day of school. Today, dozens of families, including Dawn Geis and her daughters, are here for shots. 6-year-old Stacy has learned games on mom's cell phone help distract her from the needle.
I love to play games because they're fun. I play Pet Rescue. You press a find two matches and then push it and then...
Mom says that distraction works up until the sleeve gets lifted and cool alcohol swipes the arm. That's when mom steps in.
Most of the time I have to tell her to turn her head or look out for her. Look at that, you know, it's a bird out the window, click. That's it.
Stacy took the shots well enough. 4-year-old sister Michaela made more noise.
It's all right.
But within a second or two, Michaela was smiling. Mom says she actually wanted her shots.
She begged for the shot. She's been begging for it ever since she turned 4. It don't bother her.
That's because Michaela can't wait to go to school like her sister.
Whatever her sister do, she want to do it too. So if it's getting up going to school in the morning, she thinks she's supposed to go too.
And now she'll be ready for pre-K thanks to the shots. Today, 3-in-1 arm covered with cartoon Band-Aids. Dallas, Denton, Collin, and Tarrant counties offer affordable immunizations to qualified low-income families. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.